This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, this is the time of year when school is coming to an end and people are making their plans for the summer. And some people are making plans not to go back to school.
Yeah, and in the state of North Carolina, you can be 16 and drop out of school. And in our line of work, we know that that's the surest way to drop into poverty.
I know. Most of the women we see are uneducated. They don't have job skills. And they usually have one or two kids when they come into the shelter. And it is very hard for them to not go back into a domestic violence situation because they're dependent on that person for their support.
And
around here, it's just hard to get a job if you don't have those kind of skills.
It is, and I've shared on the radio station before, I am a survivor of domestic violence, but I had my education with me, and I had a job, and I was able to get out of my situation fairly quickly. But I understand completely if you don't have job skills, you don't have an education, and you've been tied down in that situation, how difficult it is.
Right.
It used to be
in this area, you could drop out at 16 and go get a reasonably paying job in one of the factories around here, but most of those factories now are closed.
Yes, and people are in competition with folks who have college degrees who are unemployed and working at McDonald's, and those jobs are few and far between because everybody is scrambling over and being in competition.
And so finishing that high school education, if you possibly can, you know, that's the route to go, and not try to take the shortcut and drop out and think that, you know, life is going to be great just because I don't have the responsibilities of going to school anymore.
And it's hard if you've never seen anyone in your family graduate high school, or you've never seen anyone in your family go on to technical school or college. It's hard to envision that. So talk to your guidance counselors. Talk to a favorite teacher. There are ways to go visit community colleges or other colleges, visit bigger cities, be exposed to what you could achieve. And other people have done it, and feel free to call one of our programs, and we'll talk to you about it.
Right. Of course, what we're saying here applies to both men and women, but particularly if you're a woman and you drop out of school and start making babies with Mr. Wright, if Mr. Wright suddenly decides that he's had enough of this and leaves, then you're there with a couple of kids and no education and no job skills. And life is going to be pretty tough for you.
Yeah. And another thing that I encourage people to do, and I have a background in public health, is talk to your doctor, talk to the health department about family planning so you don't have a large family and then be left out in the cold having to do it for yourself.
There's a lot of paths to poverty, but one of the surest paths of poverty is being a high school dropout with a couple of kids and
or
no job skills.
Or three or four or five kids.
Yeah, and we see that all the time. It's really tough for those women because really the only choice they have when they leave the shelter is either one of two things. Either they go back with their abuser because at least they're getting three meals and have a roof over their head, or they've got to become independent. And when you set out on that road to independence, then usually that means starting out with public housing. And
food stamps.
Yeah. And those are good intermediate things, but it's hard to make that into a lifetime of support. It just doesn't work very well.
And it used to be with the Aid for Families with Dependent Children, people would get, they refer to it as the welfare check, and you get so much per kid, but nowadays you don't. There's a cap on work first or at a certain amount. You do not get so much more per child when it comes to any kind of check that people get from DSS, and people tend to think, oh, well, you know, that people still draw a lot of money from DSS, but they don't. Gone are the days of being able to do that.
Right. And, well, anyway, if you're thinking about that and you want somebody to talk to, then we will be happy to try to counsel you and give you our views on the subject, and let's give them some phone numbers.
In Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, you can call us at Safe Place, 765-4044. Thank you for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.